Psalm 2 has a lot in it. They're pretty short. These first three or four psalms are brief. But Psalm 2, I call homage to the sun. So when you think about homage, that's the whole idea of bowing and bending. And that's a big deal. I'm not just talking about him being a despot and me being a subject, but it's the idea of me recognizing his authority and bowing before it. And that's basically what Psalm 2 is all about to me. I choose verses 2 and 3. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. This is incredibly important prophetically, because the anointed one of God is the one who does the work of God and does the will of God. And if we don't recognize him, think about Jesus talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. You don't listen to my words. Why would you listen to the Father's words either, and vice versa? So why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And what are they saying? They're saying, hey, we don't like these bonds that are placed upon us by having a king, and we want to cast those cords away from us. Of course, God's response is in verse 4, and then it finishes with a little bit of advice for us in verse 12. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled, and it will, we know, if we read the story. How blessed are all who take refuge in him, all who are covered by the King of Kings. Pretty neat.